Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, play WFAN.
Let's go, Tri-State. It is Sean Morash here with you on The Fan. Our long 18-week nightmare is over, finally, at MetLife Stadium. And we will get into that and all of the ramifications of the disgraceful finish of losing six straight games by 10 or more points for the first time in franchise history. Big boo. We'll get into what's next, but first, we can take a breath, we can smile, we can lift this piano off our back, maybe enjoy some gambling in New York. We can free ourselves of not having to suffer through three straight hours of straight trash football that over time, over 5 years, heck, for the most part, over 8 years, has felt like more of an obligation to fandom than anything you want to do on a Sunday. That's right, I am Sean Morash. On Twitter, you can follow me at MarazCBS, M-R-A-Z-C-B-S. Paulie Rosenberg with me along the way. We are taking you through this late window of NFL action as well, keeping you updated on everything. We'll even discuss the potential for tonight's Sunday night football game coming up your way following me. And do you tie or do you not tie? All that goes into it. Right now, the Jets losing this game 10-7, although Zach Wilson having a little bit of a moment. Saints looking to get to the postseason here, beating the Falcons 17-6 as the Niners get hammered by the Rams right now. And the Bucs finally taking the lead on the Carolina Panthers just now to go up 10-7. All of that going on, head is spinning, a ton of NFL action. If you are in your car right now saying, I need to find access to the games, get access to, don't worry, I got all the games in front of me. I will keep you updated on everything going on over approximately the next 2 hours. Now, on to the G-Men. Look, the blame game, it's been plentiful on the Giants' disastrous season. And frankly, this Giants era, which for many of us who really didn't live the 70s era of Giants football, this is the darkest era of Giants football any of us have experienced. And you might have saw a moment on Sunday that might be the darkest moment in Giants history any of us have ever experienced. Just when you think rock bottom is rock bottom, it continues to get worse. But of course, as we try to pinpoint who's to blame and how the Giants have gotten here and really what the Giants need to do next, we need to acknowledge truthfully that this all starts and ends with John Mara and his decision making. His own family given jobs they didn't deserve. Not going outside his comfort zone. Instead, hey, call Ernie Accorsi anytime you need to make a hire. He'll make a recommendation. And for some reason, treating Dave Gettleman like he is a long-time detective worthy of a retirement party at a Hooters. I mean, it's ridiculous. Jerry Reese wins two Super Bowls with this franchise. It was time for a change at GM, no doubt. But even he got run out of the building before a season was over. It was a laughable joke that Dave Gettleman was even present and able to be shown by the Fox TV cameras on Sunday afternoon. Get him out of the building. And now, sure, people will point to injuries. If you are one of these clinging on to hope, I can't blame anything else but injuries, Giants fans. I understand. The Giants never seem to stay healthy during this horrid stretch of football. But newsflash, most of the NFL deals with this, deals with injuries. I mean, look at the Ravens. In overtime with the Pittsburgh Steelers after the Colts lost, chance to maybe have a shot at the postseason. They're playing with a backup quarterback yet again, and they're competitive. You don't discuss injuries with winning good franchises. Why? Because they all have competent front offices that have developed quality depth. Quality depth. Something Dave Gettleman has been incapable of. And while it's totally understandable to ooh and ah and basically love big draft picks, big signings, and so on and so forth by a GM, the truth is, building depth and building that back end of the roster is just as important, even more important now when you consider that a team has to play an extra game every season. And Dave Gettleman has not only failed to give you enough at the front end of the roster, but the limited guys he does give you who may get hurt, and as he liked to say, injured guys stay injured, who may be injured all the time, there's zero depth behind him. When Dave Gettleman first took the job for the Giants, he fully acknowledged how important building the offensive line was, coining the phrase hog mollies. The only hog mollies I've seen outside of Andrew Thomas developed are basically me and every over 260-pound Giant fan that stuffs our face with stress eating every single Sunday with basically Asian zing sauce from Buffalo Wild Wings covered us. That's a hog molly. That's what he's developed. Stress eating fat Giant fans like myself. He spent the first week after final cuts, remember, telling everybody, we think our offensive line's a lot better than you guys clearly think it is, signing Matt Skura, signing Billy Price, and telling you that the depth he himself had accumulated on offensive line wasn't good enough, so go sign a lot of fringe guys whose starting time had run out with other teams and were straight trash with their organizations at the end. And of course, what happened? Shane Lemieux gets hurt. Nick Gates gets hurt. You have to rely on this pile of trash that now you had the Russian sign at the end of August. And we get where we get, where the Giants have now, for the first time in franchise history, think about that. And they were dark years in the 70s. The first time in franchise history, six straight losses by 10 or more points. Six straight. Unacceptable. And they made all the cap space with Kevin Abrams work to sign guys like Kenny Golladay, who the team failed to target in many games in certain spots, which, if you're going to spend all that money on a wide receiver, here's an idea, use him, which was a problem from week one. And Golladay himself had a bad moment with some alligator arms on Sunday. I totally get it, but part of me kind of sympathizes with him. You know what? At this point, now you want to target me? Am I going to go get laid out and have to get off-season surgery? No thanks. And because of all of that, and because of all the maneuvering, and because of trying to go all in to build the right team around Daniel Jones, what happened? They were so strapped against the cap, they couldn't field the 53-man roster today. How could a team chasing 13 losses be so up against the cap that they quite literally have to rework deals with the punter and not field a 53-man roster on game day? Is that not on the general manager? Who, again, is allowed this retirement party on the way out? What? The quarterback, as we all know, is as big a question mark staying healthy as he is with his flat-out ability. And Daniel Jones will probably forever be a lightning rod in New York sports, and unfortunately feels like the kind of guy who might be a face when you look back on and say, oh, remember the Daniel Jones era of Giants football? Where I still probably will have always have a soft spot for Daniel Jones while acknowledging, you know what? He's a guy who unfortunately was probably never going to be great enough to elevate the team to another level. And if you get drafted sixth overall, you probably have to do that without being a bust, but showed enough flashes. But in the end, look, your best ability is your availability. And yes, starting quarterbacks are getting hurt all over the place, but every year, multiple games, putting you in a spot where you feel like you have no shot to move the football, which is exactly what this Giants offense feels like, while other teams somehow manage to be able to do that with backup quarterbacks. And then it takes us to the head coach. Again, you know, a big pie chart of blame, 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 blame. As far as Joe Judge goes, and there's been so much vitriol over the last few weeks, because he's been the one at the podium every game saying a bunch of nonsense that no fan wants to hear, taking basically all the bullets while Gettleman and Mara completely hide and cower. Joe Judge was dealt a bad hand to begin with. He was stuck with this terrible crap GM, forced an offensive coordinator, and thus bad offensive system for what they had offensive line-wise from the GM by John Mara. John Mara said, you need an offensive coordinator, you're going to hire Jason Garrett. In the end, Joe Judge had to deal with all of this. And the team went backwards, which is amazing. Considering how hard they played, so many close games a year ago. Luckily, they were in a playoff race to a bad division, but it gave you some kind of inkling of high hopes heading into this year. And they went backwards. They could not survive an injury to a, let's face it, average NFL quarterback. Well, where is the coach coaching up these players and coaching up the team? And if you follow me on social media, because I've gotten into a lot of fights with Giant fans about this, I do believe in my heart of hearts Joe Judge could be a good NFL head coach. I do believe he was dealt an absolute bag of you-know-what to deal with here as far as becoming a head coach in this system. But it's a results business, and his results aren't good enough. With all of that being said, with all of the defense I may have had for Joe Judge, what unfolded with 5 minutes left to 4 minutes left in that first half on Sunday, if you were at MetLife Stadium, was perhaps the biggest punctuation mark in franchise history to tell you the New York Giants are a laughingstock. To run not one, but two quarterback draw fall down plays, the type you run at the half-yard line to make sure you don't have a safety and you can punt it away, to run those at the four-yard line, only down three, and not take a chance when literally you are playing for nothing in week 18, was the biggest bag over your head, stomp on your heart, disgraceful moment that I think any head coach in New York Giants history has ever happened, was that sequence. Michael Strahan at halftime called it an embarrassment in so many words, and he's right. It's now gone viral. After the game, Jake Fromm and Saquon Barkley hinted that they were not really happy with the coach's decision there. And how could you be? And not that any of those offensive players deserve to be anything but embarrassed, but Joe Judge, you know, Mr. Players Coach, embarrassed those players by running those calls. Embarrassed them. It was the equivalent of George Costanza wearing Lou Gehrig's pants in Seinfeld. It's bodysuit, man. He wants to be canned. There is no other explanation for not trying. And that's exactly what those two decisions were on back-to-back downs. They were not trying. That was throwing a game. That was doing exactly what the Eagles did last year in a weird way by going to Nate Sudfeld when Joe Judge had a big problem with that, remember? He failed to try to win a game when he runs those play calls on second and third down. I don't care if you're going to pound your steering wheel and disagree. Tell me it's not the same thing. It may not be exactly the same thing. That is not trying to compete. That's what that is. I could make the case that that play sequence was actually worse than Mark Sanchez's butt fumble was for the Jets. This moment didn't happen on Thanksgiving night. It didn't happen in primetime. It didn't happen versus the Patriots, so it won't be remembered the same way. But what Joe Judge did, having Jake Fromm fall down inside the 10 on second and third down in games that mean nothing, down three, was the definition of saying, we're good with the draft pick we got. I'm throwing this one. Are you kidding me? With extra games to be played in the NFL, with extra playoff spots, with 9 wins, potentially 8 wins being enough to get you in, there is quite literally zero excuse to now not be in the midst of 5 straight double-digit loss seasons and find a way to be in the conversation. I'm not even telling you how to clinch a playoff spot, but be in the conversation in December to be in that little hunt category. And the Giants are failing to do that. They're failing to do that. John Mara has hired a front office and coaching staff that cannot even accomplish being in the hunt in December, when it's easier than ever to make the postseason in the NFL. fans in paper bags, a fan with a Pepsi bottle taped to his head, which is great creative, sitting at MetLife today, freezing cold, bad weather coming in, miserable, while Dave Gettleman has his feet up enjoying shrimp cocktail and steak tartare in his suite for one last time. It's a joke. It's offensive to the fan base, and why any of you currently sitting in rainy traffic on the way home from MetLife, because it takes forever to get in and out of that place, even when there are 9 fans left in the building, if you're one of the few that went to this game to begin with is beyond me. But if you're one of the few that went, you were had, and you should be embarrassed for going, based on what stunt John Mara did by allowing this long retirement party, and what stunt he did allowing him and Joe Judge to go back and forth to the point Joe Judge embarrassed the organization with those play calls today. And you were the one that bought a parking pass. You were the one that may be paying a PSL, and you're the one paying for overpriced chicken fingers or whatever grilling equipment you need to sit out there and tell yourself you're having a good time when the time actually stinks because the team stinks. He's had the fans, and he's had them long enough, and I personally am sick of it, and I know all of you should be sick of it. You knew it was going to be bad today, and again, we find ourselves for another Sunday saying somehow it was worse than we thought because of what Judge pulled with those stupid play calls today. And don't give me that they're Freddie Kitchen play calls. That was a coaching decision because that wasn't a play call. That was tanking. The Lions, the Texans, all fighting and clawing with everything they have in Week 18 today. And what did the Giants do? They handed you a pair of underwear full of doo-doo one last time as they sent diehard fans to mock draft websites. Now, we're not going to mock the draft websites, but you know what I mean. We're going to mock draft websites. What makes matters worse? If you have to be a clown, wear the red nose, get the big shoes, get the horn, all of it. But if you're a clown, you then assume that John Mara is going to do the right thing this offseason. The right thing would be a total house cleaning, not just a Dave Gettleman retirement. It would be Pettit gone. It would be Abrams gone. It would be Judge. It would be the scouts. Get them all out. But do you trust that he's going to do that? No. And it's not a matter of starting every 2 years over. It's a matter of simply starting instead of plummeting and keeping the same endless cycle of crap and nonsense going on. Contrary to popular belief, there are a few foundation pieces here with the Giants. Thomas, McKinney, even Tony, although he's got to stay healthy. 2 first-rounders coming up. There are assets. There are, you know, the cupboard's not completely bare. But for this season, it's over. It's all over. But it's only over for now. Because it's on John Mara to make sure this crap is over for good. And I don't know how any Giant fan puts their head on the pillow tonight and assumes that it will be over for good. That you'll wake up on Black Blue Monday, whatever you want to call it, and think that we, now as Giant fans, are going to be headed in the right direction just because Dave Gettleman's gone. No. As long as the cronies underneath them exist, the same garbage is going to exist, the same salary cap problems are going to exist, and I don't know, I haven't seen one single report that indicates Joe Judge should be fired, which, again, I don't know how John Mara doesn't fire him when the guy basically begged you to fire him by running those plays. Think about the Washington football team, about to change their name. A team that even during the Giants' darkest of days the last few years, you knew you could count on beating Washington. They were swept by Washington this year. Swept for the first time in 10 years. Each NFC East rival after today, Washington, Philly, and Dallas, had a pick 6 versus the Giants this year. Giving points away. Giving them away. Like their promo codes at every New York gambling app this week. It's a joke. It's a joke. Some of you went and endured cold weather, and maybe it's a tradition, and maybe you had a good time. But we as fans, we're a joke to the rest of the league. Everybody's invited to a party that we're not invited to, and you have your owner to thank. So will he do the right thing, or will he do the predictable thing? John Mara, I hope you're listening, man, because we're tired of the predictable thing. Do the right thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.